Welcome to the Custom Apparel Startups Podcast, your best source for information, news, tips, and tricks to get you off the ground running and earn success with your custom apparel decorating business. So get ready to soak up some knowledge. Now, here are your hosts, Mark and Mark.
Hey everyone, and thank you for tuning in to yet another episode of the Custom Apparel Startups Podcast. My name is Mark Stevenson from Coldesi.
And this is Mark Vila from Coleman & Company. And today we're here to talk about local small business help.
Yep.
With our special guest, Bill Burnham of the FSBDC.
Yeah.
The Florida Small Business Development Center at USF.
So definitely get a handle on the paperwork. I mean, that's really, I think we've talked about that before, but, you know, you've got a resource here that's free and readily available, and they're pros that you can take advantage of to say, okay, I'm ready to go. What do I need to do to start this business? And they'll pretty much walk you through the paperwork, right, Bill?
That's correct. I have a lot of times I'll have clients come into the office who have already done some of this. And unfortunately, as we talk through their situation a little bit, it becomes apparent very quickly that they maybe didn't choose the right entity type given the complexities of their business. And so I always tell people, you know, come to see us first. We'll walk you through what the considerations are that you need to think about prior to making, for example, an entity type selection, and so that you'll make the right one for your situation at that particular time. The other thing I tell people is all of the stuff we talked about up to now are things that you can do yourself with a little help, perhaps, so it's not necessary to pay someone to help you with these particular things. There's a whole industry out there of individuals and companies who sort of prey on new entrepreneurs who don't know any better. And you know, I'll have clients come in who have already set up their entity on SunBiz and they paid somebody $250 to help them set it up. Like, you know, you didn't need to do that. We could have walked you through that. It wouldn't have cost you anything. Unfortunately, it's a, you know, it's an expensive lesson learned that hopefully they don't repeat when they're moving on to the next step.
Yeah, good advice. So other than after, I would say the, you know, how do I actually start a business? I've got kind of two questions that we get. And the first one is, do I need a business plan? And what should that look like? And then it's really always financing. Mm-hmm. It's like, what's the best way or what are the resources available for me to finance my equipment?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's talk about the business plan first. To say, do I need a business plan? There are situations where a business plan may not be necessary and in absolute and have to have it type of terms. However, we recommend that it's always a good idea to go through that process, even if you're not going to need it for a specific, for example, financing or where a bank is going to require it. The reason we say it's a good idea is because it takes you through the feasibility process of determining, is this business really feasible? You know, does it... Is there really a target market? You know, what does my target market look like? Is it big enough? Do I really understand the industry? Do I know what the competition looks like? Is there a lot of competition? Is there no competition? What is the, you know, what are the strengths and weaknesses of the competition? What is my market? You know, who are my clients going to look like? We describe them in as much detail as possible. How many of them are there? What makes them buy? All those types of things. Then you look at, okay, now I understand my market. I know how big it is. Now financially, what does that look like? What are the, you know, what are the startup costs that are going to be involved in this? What are the fixed expenses? salaries, you know, what does my sales forecast look like? How many am I going to sell? How many do I need to sell? As I mentioned earlier, you know, I always ask clients when they come in, what's your goal? You know, how much money do you want to make? How much money do you need to make out of this business to replace what it is you're doing right now? And so let's work, once we know that number, let's work and see, will this business idea support that? So a business plan helps with all those things. It helps you focus your ideas. It helps you organize your thoughts. And ultimately, it provides a very good feasibility study to determine whether this particular idea is a good one for that individual.
Well, I feel like you just read off 20 of the titles of our last 50 podcasts.
Well, you know, it's interesting because we just did the monogramming podcast
webinar
recently. And so if the small business owner is looking to get a home-based custom monogramming business, they might not necessarily need at all a formal business plan.
Right.
However, it is a good idea to go through the exercise, as Bill said, and determine, okay, who am I going to sell to? How much is it, how long is it going to take? What am I going to do? You know,
what does my market look like?
What does my market look like? How much money do I need to make?
Yep.
And go and write some of these things down. So it's not like you have a form with a formal business plan that's 18 pages.
You don't need a cover page and a binder. Right?
No, but you answer the basic questions for yourself and you write down some goals.
Yeah.
However, if your goal is to, you know, have 20 machines and you're going to buy all those up front, you know, and
you better have a business plan.
Yeah, you should have a plan. You know, if you're investing all of that money, you should have it in very detail. So there's levels of all of this. But going through the exercise, whether it turns into a formal business plan or not, is always valuable.
Yeah, I actually used Business Plan Builder software a couple of times. And what I found is that doing that kind of thing is a great way to vet ideas.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, you actually go through and you're doing the research. Okay, I've got to fill out the competition section. And that physically makes you sit down and take a look. Okay, is Cafe Press really my competition? Do I care if the screen printer down the street sells shirts for $8? Maybe you do and maybe you don't. You know, you can narrow that down and decide. That will determine your pricing strategy and everything. So that's good.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there can be a small boutique opened up a quarter mile from a Walmart.
Right.
However, who they're selling to and what they're selling is completely different. So they both sell T-shirts.
Right.
Except the boutique's T-shirts are $35 and Walmart's are $4.
Yeah.
But it's completely different. Right. So that's part of that exercise, is figuring that out. What competition matters.
Okay, everybody, this has been Mark Stevenson from Coldesi.
And Mark Viola from Coleman & Company.
And have a good business.